T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Howard Simon, host on WGR Radio 550 AM in Buffalo, one of our Odyssey sister stations. Howard, how are you?
Good, Christian. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I saw... And you tell me, I saw the Buffalo Bills mandated vaccinations, no exceptions for the Bills fans, Bills Mafia, and I've heard, I don't know how accurate it is, it's not going over too well. Is that right?
It depends who you talk to.
Okay.
I mean, it's not as big a deal as you would think. I can tell you in terms of feedback from our radio stations and Twitter, it is not like going nuts, like there's not an insurrection or anything. So I'm sure some people, obviously, if you don't have the vaccine and you have season tickets or individual tickets, you're not going to be happy with it. But it's not as bad. I think, honestly, there'd be more people upset this week about the loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers that are calling us and complaining about the policy at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm following the wrong people on Twitter, but I just saw some reaction from that area that, you know, said, look, this is really, I think what they hung up on was there's no exceptions for ticket holders. Like,
right,
there might be a handful of Bills fans that can't get the vaccine because of health conditions or their doctor doesn't want them to get it quite yet. But I think that's the issue, is that it's kind of a blanket, no exceptions. I guess that changes things.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. One, there are no exemptions allowed here, basically. And if you are a season ticket holder and you decide to get a refund, you will essentially be terminating your season tickets. And if you come back next year, you lose your seniority and you lose your seat location. So if you're a season ticket holder and you don't have the vaccine, you can't go. The best thing you can do is sell your tickets on the open market to maintain your seniority and your season tickets, which they won't have a problem selling, by the way, because the home games, I would still think, will all be filled to capacity. And we had someone from Pegula Sports and Entertainment on earlier in the week, Christian, about this the day after it was announced. Nobody knows the exact numbers, but he said at that point there were very few calls they had gotten or emails or anything suggesting people were going to be requesting a season ticket holder refund and terminating their season tickets.
Howard, I know Cole Beasley has made quite a big deal about his vaccination status, which he's not vaccinated.
Yeah.
Has that changed? And are some saying, well, hey, how can the Bills mandate that for their fans, their season ticket holders, but not for their players?
Right. Well, I mean, for one thing, I don't think it's changed, to be honest with you. Nobody has reported it differently, so I'm assuming it has not changed. Two, the players are represented by a union. The fans, they don't. There's no fans union. The stadium is owned by Erie County, and Erie County, as it could in an Erie County office building or anything else that is their property, is enacting this rule that says you're going into our facility, you have to be vaccinated. The Bills are subject to NFL rules. This is subject to Erie County rules. So I think that's the main explanation there.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that the organization took it upon themselves, really, to mandate that. When down here in New Orleans, it's the Superdome's a state, and it's a state property, and it's run by the city, and within the confines of the city of New Orleans. So the mayor of New Orleans is the one that came up with the mandates and the proof of vaccination to get in. They're not mandating people get vaccines, but you can't get in without proof of vaccination, at least one shot.
Right. I think now the Bills and the Raiders are the only two teams in the league, I believe, that are not giving you the negative test option. Like, the Bills did that in the playoffs last year. Either you had the vaccine or you had to show them a negative test to be one of like 6,700 fans that were.
That's the other thing down here, Howard. Yeah, you have to show within 72 hours a recent PCR COVID negative test or proof of vaccination.
I think, you know, if I had to guess, Christian, I would tend to believe. And by the way, it is the football stadium. It is also the hockey arena downtown, and it is every event. It is not just if you go to a Bills game at the stadium. If there's a concert, if you go to a hockey game, a concert, anything at the arena downtown, the mandate is in place for both of those facilities now. And I think if I had to guess, I would think it was more based on the county. The county executive has been rather outspoken about masks and vaccines. Hospitalizations have gone up a little bit. The death rate has gone up a little bit. And there was a home opener here against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's face it, when you go by the honor system, what's going to happen? Most people aren't going to wear the mask, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And they're not going to stand there and, you know, at the gate, show us if you were vaccinated. If you weren't, put the mask on. So most people probably were not wearing it. My guess is that didn't go over well with the county. They're going to tell you this plan was in place prior to it. But I think the couple of events, there was a preseason game, there was a concert at the stadium, and the mask wearing was not really good at any of those. My guess is that precipitated what happened this week.
Howard Simon here on Sports Talk, host on WGR Radio 550 AM in Buffalo, an Odyssey sister station. Howard, you mentioned the stadium is owned by Erie. Aren't they making a move to get a new stadium?
Trying, yeah. This stadium is towards the end of its life. It's been renovated a few times, not as extensively as, say, you know, Green Bay or Kansas City or Chicago. But it's been renovated a little bit, but the Bills are now of the mind that it's run out. The lease is up in 2023. The stadium life is running out, maybe just a few years left. If they do stay in it longer, it would take – you know, maybe $500 million in renovations. So they have said it is time for a new stadium here, and they are currently in talks with the county, with the state, trying to figure out the whole public-private partnership. They have a price. They have a site. It's basically going to be across the street from where the stadium is now in Orchard Park, which is south of the city. So they have the location. They have the price. Now, of course, they have to figure out who's paying for what.
Yeah, I've been to that stadium a few times back when I was – doing the sidelines for the Saints, and it was kind of decrepit then, and that was back in 2009. I think it was the last time, or maybe it was one time after that I was in that stadium. So yeah, I'm sure they could probably use one. Howard, the Anchor Bar and Grill up there, is that still up and running?
It's still up and running. Yes,
the home of the Buffalo Wing, right? That's where the Buffalo Wings were created.
Well, now remember, Christian, I get it. You're not from here. We don't call them Buffalo Wings.
Oh, all right.
They're wings, okay?
Wings.
They're just wings.
That's right, they're wings.
They're
okay.
Chicken wings. They're not Buffalo Wings, but that's okay. I'm not yelling at you, Christian.
No, I'm not.
Anybody who doesn't live here will call them Buffalo Wings. We just call them wings. And don't put ranch dressing on them. It's blue cheese.
I can't do blue cheese, Howard. I can't do it.
Oh, come on, Christian. You're killing me, buddy. It's got to be blue cheese.
I can't do it. I have a thing about blue cheese.
Dressing. I put ranch dressing on my salad, but when it comes to wings, you got to have blue cheese with it.
So I would get looked at funny if I went up there and said, hey, I want ranch?
I wouldn't say you'd be looked at funny. It would be preferable. You would go over better if you ordered blue cheese.
Okay, well, I'll have to remember that if I get back up to Buffalo.
They won't throw you out of town, but it would, and you would, you'd make yourself, you know, more friends if you went with blue cheese over ranch.
All right, well, same thing down here. A lot of people call them crawdads or crawfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of a famous delicacy down there where you have a main option with it. There's a secondary, but people down in Louisiana would look at you funny if you went with the secondary dressing, sauce, whatever.
I'd have to think about it for a minute.
Right, let me know.
I'd have to think about it. Hey, the Bills are coming to New Orleans later this season. How are you going to be able to make it down here?
No. No, that's Thanksgiving night's a tough trip. That's a tough travel because we're on the air for 6 a.m. our time. So that'd be a difficult trip to make. We got to be back here and on the air the next morning bright and early to talk about the game. I was actually, Christian, I was going to come to your fair city. Had vacation planned at the end of August to come to New Orleans. And, you know, needless to say, it wasn't exactly the right time to come to New Orleans. So we unfortunately were not able to make it, but I would love to get back down there at some point.
Yeah, look, we need the tourism industry back up and running, so please come on back. Rebook that trip if you can. Howard, one final one before I let you run. So I love Bills Mafia, right? I think I love the fan base. Look, the fan base is a very similar down here in terms of their connection to that team, you know, and they're very, very passionate about that football team up there in Buffalo, and deservedly so, just like Saints fans are down here. So I'll paint the picture for you. This is 2009, the year the Saints won the Super Bowl. That was my first year on the sidelines, doing sidelines for Saints Radio. And my first road trip was up there to Buffalo. And I remember riding on the team bus into the Orchard Park, and beer bottles started hitting the bus and everything else. And the then voice of the Saints, Jim Henderson, leaned over to me and said, "Look, they're just upset because it's overcast and cloudy quite often, even in the summer up there. I know y'all have some beautiful summers, but that's what he was trying to explain to me." So I just appreciated the fervor of Bill's Mafia. I just want to share that story with you.
Hey, could be worse. I can't even imagine what it's like being on the team buses for the Patriots these days.
Ooh.
Or, you know, 30 years ago when the Bills Dolphins was the big rivalry, the Dolphins used to tell stories about stuff being thrown at the bus, everybody flipping them the bird. I mean, I don't know that anybody physically rocked the buses, but I'm sure there was never a really nice reception for them. Yeah, it is. It's a great fan base. It's a very passionate fan base. You're right. It's a fan base that really, as Saints fans put up with a lot of bad football for a long time, as you know, right? And then they finally got their Super Bowl. And Bills fans went through, you know, a playoff drought of 20 years. And if anybody deserves a Super Bowl, Bills fans, maybe Browns fans would be on the list. It's a pretty short list. If they ever want, I hope I live to see a Super Bowl championship here, because I'm not even sure I could imagine how crazy the party would be here for weeks on end.
Oh, look, you better buy a bunch of tables, because they're going to be smashing some tables up there at Bill's Mafia. Yeah, look, I'm with you, Howard. I would want, you know, aside from the Saints, obviously, you know, Cleveland and Buffalo, I kind of pull for them. They're both in the AFC, and, you know, they were struggling franchises for years. Same with the Lions to a degree, but the Lions are going to be Lions. That's another conversation in and of itself. So, I'm a big fan of Josh Allen too. I think he's going to be a real problem in the AFC. The problem is he's playing against Patrick Mahomes, so he's got to go up against him every day, or every year at least. I'm a big Josh Allen fan. And thanks for coming on the show, man.
Christian, my pleasure. Anytime. Well, maybe we'll talk to you again later this season. We'd love to have you back on our show.
Yeah, I'd be happy to return the favor. Week of the Saints and the Bills.
This is the earliest I've ever booked a guest, and I'll forget that I actually did this. So mark it down. We'll be contacting you the week of the Bills-Saints game.
Perfect. Looking forward to it, Howard. Thanks, man.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet. Howard Simon, host on WGR Radio 550 AM in Buffalo, one of our sister stations in the Odyssey family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.